Blog Talk Radio.
H to the OL, Evie and Noel, usually isn't a nigga well. Oh well, the X should have been the symbol well, but you were gonna end up well below hell, below hell. It's your L, isn't it so swell? You can fidget, twist, and you can go yell. There is no tell, no wait, I won't dwell. Oh wait, I'll go now, and leave you with the person named yourself. And hope fell, E, you see your hope fell. Cause in this fantasy, there will be no hell. No hell. Regardless of what they might do, even despite who they can try to
hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But they will never get to hold me, me. Down, 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 down. Hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But I will never let you hold me.
Under. Within a coffin I was locked up in a slumber. All it took was one clap of the thunder. Then it just thundered, who would've wondered?
I chose my only option, I broke right out the coffin. What good's a memory if those within it are forgotten? I peeked my eyes around for people watching. The coast was clear, so I just ripped the yellow tape with caution. I threw it all into a riot falling. Continued walking, cause even the electric fences weren't shocking. Didn't plan on stopping, I was hopping right through. Even despite who they can try to
hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But they will never get to hold me, me. Think that they can hold me, me, but I will never let you hold me, me. Down, 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 down. Sometimes I reside in the darkness of the night. As I rise from the mize, my eyes look at the sky. No matter what they do, and I'ma just let it pass me by. And still I wonder why they try to hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me, me. Hold me, me. Down, 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 down. Hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But I will never let you hold me.
Now, here comes the music.
You've got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce the massive
in the mix.
Funky and furious, and in full effect.
Sure, you see, Julie and I have a very open...
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this, and more.
All right, you guys, we are here for another episode of Blog Post Business. I am Tootie Berry 334. I'm here with the God Hazel and Country Boy D Ham. How y'all doing?
What's up? Y'all sound like y'all back and get up. Yeah. Yeah, man, you know, it's been rough, man. Yesterday I had the headache. Shit, today I think I'm coming down with a cold, so.
Hey, it's him, man.
You know, I'm up drinking tea and throat lozenges just this morning, trying to get it together.
Well, here is Grow Folks Business, you guys, everybody that's listening, via internet, telephone, however you're reaching out to us today. We want some good topics. So give us a call at 646-238-60. If you're on the line with us, press 1. Give us a topic to go on, and we will give you guys our thoughts on your topic. So I guess we'll start off with Country Boy D-Ham, since he sounds like he's real sweet. Let's try to get a topic from him this morning.
Oh, man, you know, I had to drag myself out to bed this morning, you know.
I can tell.
Yeah. It's a long night, yeah. Let's see, man, what's going on? Oh, this is from a boy, man. You know, I read about your, The dude that owned the Clippers, you know what I'm saying? Well, the ex-owner of the Clippers, he went to a black church, and you know, they say he went in, he got a applause from everybody in the church or whatever. But you know, they were saying like he really going way out of line now. He just I don't know what his motive was for doing it or whatever. But to say he done went into a black church now and went to church. At a black church.
The pastor invited him to come and said that, you know, the dude need to be forgiven because despite what he said in those little clips or whatever on the tape, the dude has been contributing to the black community. Like, you know what I'm saying, like heavily, especially like in Los Angeles. This dude do a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, me personally, I just think sometimes it's more important what you do than what you say. You know, I mean, it's like I don't condone or, you know, am I supporting dudes' little statements or none of that. And it's like it's really strange, but I mean, it's like dude don't really seem like he in his right state of mind right now. Like, when you watch him, it's like, you know, dementia is real in people when they 80, you know. And for the little young chick to be there, man, it's like she be stirring and guiding the conversation. You know, if everybody remember not too long ago, the same thing happened with L. Gibson and his little, you know, baby mama dramas, you know what I'm saying? It's like she was having, like, the most heated and violent argument with somebody, but she was so calm, but she was recording them, you know.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, if you're in the middle of an argument or having a serious conversation, if a person's, like, extra calm and they continually, like gold in you to direct the conversation a certain kind of way. So it's like, hey, man, you know, that ain't cool. You know, but
yeah.
You know, that's what happened. He was invited here, so, you know.
Oh, well, I don't know. That's how you put your mouth. Just put the foot in your mouth sometimes.
A lot of the times, man.
It's real. I want to know about these, the Heat and the Spurs. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, the Spurs won, man. They air conditioning cooling system mysteriously went off. LeBron got cramps, but they said it was 90 degrees on the floor.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's hot. Then you running up and down that court.
Yeah.
Ain't played no ball in a while, had
it? Yeah.
That street ball weather though, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm kind of clown. It's like you ain't got to do a saw. You know, we be out there 110. You know, 110.
Yeah,
on the court, man. You know, sweating and drinking Gatorade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, maybe that vitamin water ain't helping. Maybe he needs some of that good old Gatorade.
For real.
Go back to the hood. Get out there on that
hell
concrete.
Yeah.
Let it
be. Yeah. It was a good game though. It was a good game, man. I mean, it was close all the way until the end. And then even then that wasn't really that big of a, you know, victory, a margin of victory. It was a good game.
Yeah. It was. Manu Ginobili did his thing, that's it.
But he always do though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna get into a topic here. Hey, where you want to go next?
I mean, man, my thing is not really a topic. I just want to ask. You know, I mean, you're a radio host. As far as you know, you do interviews, play music, what have you. I mean, I read the Source magazine in the day. And, you know, all of that. And, I mean, they interviewed, like, both people involved in, like, any kind of little beef or whatever to see what their point of view or their outtake was. And I had posted it on Twitter today. I mean, what do you think that a person's obligation is Twitter following? Do you think that you should side with one person over another, like if you had two Twitter followers, or you think you shouldn't interview one person because they beefing with another person or whatever?
Well, I'm gonna say I'm not real big on the drama, and I feel like if you have an issue, me personally, if I'm interviewing artists that have issues with one another, call into the damn show, voice your opinion. Don't let one side be heard. You know what I'm saying? And then in that, I would support, but I don't support really one artist coming on or one TV show personality coming on and voicing their side when the other side hasn't been heard. So I feel like if you're going to do some shit like that, then book both people for the show and have them discuss their gripes or whatever with each other live and let the shit fall as they may. And that's what I think.
Okay.
Pretty much agree with that, man. You know, I mean, I don't see. I think both of them should be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's like attacking.
You could say that, but actually, man, it's like when people are involved in like, especially when it's like what I believe at times is childishness or just hostility. It's like a show is not the correct environment for that because of the fact that it will turn into that. You know what I'm saying? When people are engaged in what is basically, you know, it's not no, that's what it's called. It actually is basically all-out attacks on each other. And when people are involved in that, they won't sit quiet for another person to have a perspective heard. I'm more in line with you come on, say what you got to say, and then when that person interview is over, you know, you can have your interview the same day or the next day. You can refute or what have you. You know what I'm saying? It's like Blog Talk Radio, I think it does provide us an opportunity to, like, mute people's phones while the other person talks or what have you. But even that would turn into, you know what I'm saying, some form of hostility because people are raging, wanting to comment on something. And I think that it's like it's rather childish for an individual to feel like I'm not going to follow you because you were willing to interview a person that don't like me. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, me personally, man, it's like I'm not really as active in the promotion or supporting of certain, like, Twitter followers that don't really call into the show as much as I feel they should when I play their music. So I might not be on them as much as I used to be, but have you. You know what I'm saying? My interest wanes. It's like when you walking by me, and we side by side, I see you all the time. I'm always thinking about you. But when you start falling behind, and I'm doing all of the work. I'm like chopping through the woods to get you, going up there somewhere, clear path for you. I kind of forget you there. So the path might not be as wide, but, you know, when a person feels like a certain kind of way because a person is going to give such an interview, I think that's kind of childish. I mean, the magazines do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? And radio is nothing more than a verbal magazine. You know, you interview people, you talk to them about their music. They tell you what they feel, how it is. You know what I'm saying? The only difference is we don't really get to, unless we choose to, we don't really get to edit what they say or, you know, decide how we feel about what they say, like, on the air at that exact time. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it can make for a hostile interview. You know, for a person to say, well, I didn't really believe him, that, you know, he was a charitable person or what have you. I just was, like, asking y'all opinion, though, man, because it's, like, a similar situation just happened, man, you know what I'm saying? And it's, like, stuff be crazy anyway. But, you know, I guess that wasn't really a topic. That was more of a question.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But, y'all can move on to the next person.
I got a topic. This is a topic that I want to know for the guys. What is the key to flirting or to making a female flirt? Or have you ever done that before?
I mean, you know, that's like that's my thing right there. You know, that's right up my little alley right there. I mean, it's like, to me, for one, it's comfortable as well as it's technique. It's knowing what you're doing. It's like being able to find the parts. I mean, there are different techniques that can be used. You can start from stimulating a G-spot internally or externally. You know, I mean, you can start from the navel and, you know, make little small circles working down towards the spot over and over and over, only working your way down, which builds up a certain amount of pressure. You know, you can work it from the inside as well at the same time. I mean, it's like it's different techniques. I mean, some people use their mouth, some people use their hands. You know, some people use toys. I mean, everybody that is serious about their sex game, you know, knows where the G-spot is located inside. You know, and if you don't, you can feel around in it. At a certain sound you make will let you know you found it. You know, it's like a eureka or something. Struck gold. But, I mean, that's basically what it's about, I think. But it's also a level of being comfortable with a person, you know, because for a woman, it's like it's a relief. It's a trust level because it's a fear involved. You know, every woman that I've ever been involved with or even talked to about the subject, it's always that sense of, I got a key. And when you feel like you got to pee, the first thing you want to do is get your butt up and, you know what I'm saying, pee, you know, or she wants you to stop because you think that's what's going on. So, I mean, my technique is like, it varies from person to person, but it's basically, like I said, I'm focused in on G-spot stimulation, but also, you know, I'm doing sex. You know, I mean, I found like if you, from the back is the best way, or from the front with her laid back and you standing up, so that, you know, the head of your penis mostly is stimulating, you know, and her G-spot. So, you know, that's my technique.
Okay, what about you, D-Ham?
Oh, me, man. Okay. No, man, I mean, when I'm with a female, like you say, it's a comfort level, you know what I'm saying? Because when I'm doing that, when I'm down there, man, you know, like I said last week, man, I mean, I'm doing that for me, man, you know. I mean, because I know how it's gonna make you feel. So when I get a hold to it, I'm gonna take my time. I might kiss it. You know what I'm saying? I might talk to it. Never know, man. I don't know, man. You know, I talk to her. You know what I'm saying? I make up a name for her, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, 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 man. Whatever, whatever with me, man.
All right, well, there we go. Further.
I don't think I have a technique. You know what I'm saying? I just think I just go with whatever. Just go with the flow. I just feel like, hey, man, it feel like something to do. I'm going to do it.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. Well, if you guys want to comment or something, y'all call us up and let us know what you think about it. So we'll move on to our next topic. Who's next?
I guess it's on me then. It's on the country boy. I want to know because it's an incident that just happened over here. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of funny, but it's, you know. A guy and a girl got into it. She put him out. He went like maybe two doors down to another chick's house or whatever. So she's mad about that. So he was across the street and she went over there. He was across the street chilling with some old people. She went over there and stabbed him in his left butt cheek with a fork, like 2-3 times. Like, but the crazy part about it, before she did this, she had had her people, she had called her people and told them that that he had beat her up. So her people called police. While she done ran over here and did this, not thinking my people done called the police. She done ran over here and stabbed this boy, so the police come and take her to jail. I seen the fool yesterday. You know me, I'm a clown. I say, so how your ass cheek feel?
That's crazy.
I said, man, that is crazy, man. I say, so you got 5 holes in your ass right now.
I mean, it's funny, but it ain't funny because, I mean, it's like she could have killed the dude or something, man. You know, it just turned into a comedy event. But, I mean, at the end of the day, somebody posted that on Facebook, basically, where they, you know, women be saying, like, I don't care because he come home to me at night, you know what I'm saying, and sleep here or whatever. And, like, basically what the statement said was, like, man, some dudes, they sleep where they allowed to sleep. When they get up in the daytime, they go where they want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, man, you putting this dude out, like, you know what I'm saying, like you really was doing him some type of harm. It's like, man, he probably just couldn't find a way to end the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, people be, it's like a lot of people don't understand, man. People be options, you know what I'm saying? Like Tweety B posts, you know, a lot of people is lonely or are single by choice. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, that because you're not in a relationship or you're not with somebody different or you're not doing something else, it's because, you know what I'm saying, you can't be. You know, everybody got options. Options are out there all the time. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like if you a thinking, functioning human being, you know, there's somebody out there for you, you know. It's crazy.
But yeah,
man, you know, but
that,
I mean,
was the, that was the thing. That was the thing too, because we was like, "How you mad? Because you put him out. I mean, you can't get mad about where he went. You know what I'm saying? He got out.
Yeah.
Like you wanted him to. You can't get mad about where he went to.
Yeah.
So I mean."
But that's a mentality that people have, though, when they break up with somebody in the relationship. They act like it got some type of grieving period or something, like, you know, I'm supposed to sit around and be homeless and bounce from house to house until I can find somebody, until you find somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like I'm supposed to be lonely and miserable until you happy. Hell, you were the one putting me out. I was cool where I was at.
You know what I'm saying? We was good. You know what I'm saying?
You inconvenienced me and shit. You know, you watching these soap operas and looking for me to do these grand gestures. You want me to have a rose ceremony every Friday or something to let you know.
Thank you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Keeping you around. You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
Thank you,
man.
You
know what I'm saying? It's like I'm not a big fan of not making sure that the person that you involved with understand that you care about, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have expectations of a person being somebody that they not. I also feel like you can drop hints. You can, you know, give clues. You can, start a conversation. You can be direct and say, hey, look, you know, I mean, I don't mind sitting around watching TV, playing a video game, chilling every day, but sometimes I want to go out, you know? I mean, have an adult conversation. Don't get mad because somebody ain't read your mind over for 6 months to put them out and then be mad. I mean, it's always somebody, especially when it comes to males and females, you know? Every dude to tell your woman hi at the liquor store, the market, when she there in the morning, just waiting for you to fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Every female to see your dude and be like, how you doing? How was work? Just waiting for you to fuck up. So, you know what I mean? The chick down the street had probably already told him a long time ago, like, I see she be tripping, you know. It's always a place for you here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, people don't, and he probably might have been faithful. He was like, man, I ain't going to mess around. I'm in a relationship, but I'm going to remember that because, you know, she has been tripping lately in the back of his head. She put him out. He moved right on down the street. He had to go for him. Somebody carried him.
He made a cut around the corner, man. That's it, man.
When you can walk and make a couple of trips, you know what I'm saying?
He walked out there with that damn fork on his ass.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know he ain't tripping about that, though. He ain't tripping because my whole back here. This man, hey, you know, people be wanting, see, females be playing the victim a whole lot of the time. Man, I'll be sitting right up there. If we ain't got no kids together or nothing, I'll be sitting right up there in court. You know what I'm saying? Talking about I can't work. I miss days of work. You know, this and that. I'm going to go to small claims and get that quick 5,000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Quick 5,000. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know. And then I might come move you out. You know what I'm saying? And stay there by myself. And let whoever sleep there. I want to have sleep in there. You know, shit.
You mad
because I don't want to be homeless. That's how people are, not just females. This 2015, that's how people are. You know, a woman call her man and say, hey, I need a couple of dollars. And I'm saying, they finna shut the lights off of my house. You know, he say, I got you. Don't worry about it. Man, you know, hey, the people show up at the door like, where the money at? She don't got it. She call another dude, get the money, pay the bill. Dude come over there for a trip and stop past by your house. I saw the lights was on. Like, yeah, I took care of it. So you mean to tell me you let another motherfucker pay your life? Nigga, I supposed to sit in the dark if you ready. You know what I'm saying? But that's how some people are, man. Some people feel like, man, you supposed to wait on them. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how situations is. Everybody ain't going to wait. You know, I'm not going to wait. You know, not like that. I ain't going to sit here and not eat waiting on you to bring me some food. You know.
All right.
It's been 3 days. Human body can only go so long, but you know what I'm saying? Before stuff start like tripping, like Eddie. You know what I'm saying?
You only stay right up the street. I mean, like, how long it take you to get from here to there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Dudes be tripping, too, though. Women be tripping, dudes be tripping. 2014, everybody tripping. I think that's hilarious, though. She stabbed him in the ass with a fork. You know, that was intense. That was intense, though, man. Only women be intense, though, like that, man. They look to do stuff to scar you. They want to do the things that they figure can affect you emotionally. You know what I'm saying? I had a friend, his girl committed suicide on Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Just she was that spiteful, just throwing Christmas for him. You know what I'm saying? She was so far gone that she didn't think about she gonna ruin it for her child too. But you know, women are spiteful like that. You know, they gonna hurt you in the worstest way. You know, they'll kill themselves on your birthday. You know what I'm saying? Just so that you can never really celebrate your birthday again. You know, so you know, women are spiteful, man. You can't never, every time you go to sit down, somebody gonna be like, Hey. You want to use this pillow? You know what I'm saying? Every time he go to eat, somebody gonna be at the table with a fork. Going, oh, I just use a spoon, man. I know you.
Yeah, I don't want the fork no more.
Yeah, but you know she's spending the night in jail. They ain't gonna let her eat with no fork. She eating with a spork. You know, with no
fork
spoon with the shell keeps on the end of.
Yeah.
You know, shit. That's like. like a wheel or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah.
You know, they got vital.
Yeah.
They got vital. You can bleed to death from getting stabbed in the ass.
Yeah.
No, shit. Yeah, man, you know. Hey. I know the police was laughing, but they was cuffing her ass up just the same.
They were cuffing that ass up. No, they were covering it as. Then if I would, I would have been sitting in there like, damn, and it was my people that called the police. Ain't nobody else called the police but your people. Because you don't call your people lying to them.
Yeah, she caught up in the emotional bullshit, man, of her decision. But people
yeah.
do that all the time,
you know,
man.
All you know, the time.
She was, look, it's like they say in law school, man. Don't never ask the witness a question. If you don't know what the answer to the question is, so don't never tell a dude don't to get the hell out if you want him to argue and don't go. No, people pick arguments sometimes, man, because it's like they think that's a scale or a measuring stick of how much they love you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, hey, dude might have just been leaving for a minute. He might have been gonna come back. You know, but I mean, it's like you say, get out. You hurt a man's pride. I don't live.
Yeah.
I would never live with a person, and my name ain't on some of the bills. Cause that you homeless. You homeless. I mean, if you live with anybody, you don't got your name on no phone bill, no light, electricity. You ain't got your name on the rent, on the lease or the rent agreement or none of that. You homeless. Anytime they want to put you out, they can put you out and call the police and tell them they don't want you. Police gonna say, "Well, sir, I apologize. You have to leave."
Yeah,
man, I've been living here for 6 months. Well, sir, you know, be grateful for that 6 months, but you have to leave. You know, man, like put me out, man. I never speak to you again. You know, you gonna try to she unmanned him. You know, she unmanned him. This bad because he moved on so fast.
Yeah,
that's crazy. What you think, Tweety B? No, Tweety B is a fork swanger, man. You know, she gonna come down.
Don't play with me like that. Now you might have a hole in your ass, but it ain't gonna be no 3-4 little ones.
See what I'm saying?
You know, it is what it is. Don't play with me. When I put your ass out, that means get the fuck off the block. Don't go around the corner. Get the fuck out the neighborhood. All of that. All of that.
Told you she ain't shit.
God damn. You want a nigga get out the county?
Shit. The car would have been on fire. All that. Uh-uh. Dude. Get away from me. Get away
told
from
you.
She's
sitting over there being quiet because she didn't want to say that.
Y'all, I want to make y'all say y'all a little piece of y'all had any name yet. But you already know me. I don't play the radio with them at all. Okay.
Oh,
I guess. And we're going to come back and get into some more topics with these two net painters. Oh, over there.
Into the groove, y'all.
Smoke, I got you. Alabama, stand the fuck up. When I step in your team, double salute me, man. I'm going to be in the back of the club in the bit with the bitches, all right? You know that, pop bottles, man. Black bottle boys. Let's go.
I gave a dick, I smacked that bitch, she sucked my dick, no flex that spit,
no flex that spit.
Can't love no thot, she can't commit.
Real on the block, no counterfeit. That 40 pop, I got the juice, now on this shit. Bitch,
fuck that hoe, you can have that hoe.
You can have that hoe, you can have that hoe, you can have that hoe.
Ice, keep your hoe,
keep your hoe.
Bitch, been had that foe, been let that go.
Been let that go,
been let that go.
Ice,
keep that hoe. I been smacked that hoe, you can have that hoe. I bet she know by Ice. If she a freak, I'm in cover and you really do love her. You my brother, been a murder around Ice. She a thought I been fucked up one night. Talking about you feeling love with the pipe. You got a bat, now her head ain't right. I got a top, you got a head game right.
Hold on, Smoke, hold on, Smoke, stop everything. I don't think them niggas understood what the fuck just happened. Smoke, run that shit back, man, run it back, Smoke. I'm not playing, for real, man.
A real nigga gotta hear that, man. Let's go.
I been smack that hoe, you can have that hoe. I bet she know about Ice. If she a freak undercover and you really do love her, you my brother been the murder around Ice. She a thought I been fucked up one night. Talking about you feeling love with the fight. You got a bad, now her head ain't right. I got a top, you got a head gang right. Smoke some weed, but the shit ain't tight. Tell your bitch, she ain't my bitch. And plus, she ain't the wife, it's tight. She wanted dick, I gave a dick. Wanted me to lick, bitch, must be sick. Fuck you mean, ain't licking shit. Cause if my tongue touch that split, that'll mean I kissed 100
turn
dicks.
Turn your bitch shit. Down, crush you on my nuts, man.
Little crazy hoe. Now a nigga can't feel it, get mad at me when he should be mad at the O. I got routine one thing, but a run up on me. Been had, been banging that foe. And every nigga from the block to the south side had her. My white ass, knees on the floor. Green gang, go get her, I go.
I go.
One night spaz on a hoe.
On a hoe.
Keep third, gas pedal to the flow.
To the flow.
And I ain't interested no more.
No more.
Ain't no time playing around, just lay down and send her on down that road. Your boo one crazy thot. You need to control your hoe.
Well,
I your bitch, she ain't my bitch, she wanted dick, I gave her dick. I smacked that bitch, she sucked my dick, no flex that spit.
No flex that spit.
Can't love no thot, she can't commit. Real on the block, no counterfeit. That 40 pop, I got the juice, now on the shit. Baby, fuck that hoe, you can have that hoe.
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 I keep your hoe.
Keep your hoe.
Been had that foe, been let that go.
Been let that go.
Just happened.
Confront me by the trick. Boy, you crazy, crazy,
crazy.
She gon' get this dick, that's right. That car, then pay me, pay me. Let me give a demonstration. Tighten up on my conversation.
Okay.
You was acting like she kissed your ass, and she that got through face. I bet your mind that right.
That right.
I bet that kid was tight.
Was tight.
Hey, lips so soft, black like them lips. I bet you'll see some trace.
Some trace.
Please don't be mistaken. I'm talking about your baby.
Yo, no.
Get in that shit, tongue kiss that bitch. I bet you'll take my baby. Like we meant to be. I can't be your man. On your way, drink some Hennessy. You won't ride with me. You can't ride with me. I am not that nigga, so go kill you.
Can't lie to me.
How are you shit? Your bitch, she ain't my bitch. She wanted dick, I gave a dick. I smacked that bitch, she sucked my dick. No flex, that spit.
No flex, that spit.
Can't love no thot, she can't commit. Real on the block, no counterfeit. That 40 pop, I got the juice, now on the shit. Baby, been fuck that hoe, you can have that hoe.
You can have that.
Keep your hoe,
keep your hoe.
Been had that foe, been let that go.
Been let that go.
Been let that go.
I,
been let that go.
I,
keep that hoe,
keep that hoe.
I,
keep that hoe.
You are locked in to Grown Folks Business with the guy Heyru, Country Boy D-Ham, and Tweety. Enjoy the ride.
Club Loud Gang.
Red Boy Exclusive.
Dangerous. Tech. Yeah. Thugger, what you doing? All this freaky type shit. I tell her, bring her ass. If it's worth 15 on my dick. 15 on my dick. 15 on my dick. Bring that ass. If it's worth 15 on my dick. I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her ass there and twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Bring that ass there and twerk team on my dick. I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her ass there and twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring that ass there and twerk team on my dick. Yeah, I love it when she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her ass here and twerk team on my dick. Niggas hated when I was broke, niggas gon' hate when I'm rich, but I ain't worried about that. I'm just focused on these chips and these fine ass chicks. That's all grip. They gon' let a nigga hit, cause they see me in the VIP. I'ma bust it wide open, make sure these do a split. It ain't never been a game. Make that ass do tricks like a fucking X game. Rollin' on the X name, wanna know my sex game. Okay, sexy, let's play. Whole lot of pleasure, whole lot of pain. Good pleasure when I fuck you, for pain when I leave her way. My first CD in
the deck, then I press play. She gave me sloppy choppy, what more can I say? The day turned to night, and night turned to day. I'm glad I'm not you, cause you's a motherfucking lame.
The way she doing all that freaky type shit, I tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit, I tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick. Yeah. If you a sexy ass chick, girl, twerk that ass. Hood chick, model chick, girl, twerk that ass. Slim chick, thick chick, girl, twerk that ass. Whether you single or got a man, girl, twerk that ass. If you give dangerous to 50, I'ma work that ass. R.I.P. in the bed like I murk that ass. Hit every spot that you got, cause I learned that ass. She gets straight A's in every damn college class. A sophisticated woman with all that ass. Her last man left her, he couldn't handle that ass. I'ma smack it, flip it, be rubbing down that ass. I be a goddamn fool to let this one pass. Get shorty on my team and I gotta do this shit fast. Cause a thirsty nigga sell his soul for a piece of that ass. Her mama, auntie, sisters, cousins, and they all got ass. Sitting on the priceless pussy in her head, world class.
I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red deer and twerk team on my dick. Yeah.
Now you fall when we lose you.
hit the loop juice. It pulls up in the deuce. He gives me the scoop about the fake ass truth and how niggas out there wanna play. I take another hit of the wet and then I blast away.
How far, player?
Far enough to go off the edge. I push another nigga off the ledge. So I stumble as I slide to the Chevy. Yeah, my eyes kinda teary and guns kinda heavy. I'm a walking dead man is what they call me when I'm coming. Got the big ass on my chest, so I'm kinda gunning high. Powered on my way to the west side to check up on some chickens. It's a hell of a drive, so drive on. As I hit my dodo stick to the break of dawn, crime fighting's what I do. And niggas in my crew don't think lightly to you busters. And so we say fuck you, then fuck you, tuck you in for the night. As you think about the paper at the funeral site. So when I'm hanging with the clique and we in demand, I feel good that the city of angels call me Black Superman.
Right, and he's back. A little more bit of Grown Folks Business. That was a throwback, like Superman. Know what it is, man. So we here, man. We have a little problem with the board, man. But you know that's how it goes sometimes, man. You know, until we get everything back up and running, I'm gonna see if I can't spin another song, man, and get into something, man, that we can all enjoy. Something that will most definitely titillate the mind. And, you know, Tweety B over here, you know, we ain't played in a while, but we can get there. You know, see what happens.
I need you to come.
You know I like them boys, your girl. How about you pull them down? Just right below them thighs. I like you, girl. Can't wait to lay that ass down. Give it to your face down. Yeah. Oh, my.
I need you to come with me. I want you to come with me. I want you.
Ties into the fact that they are now creating a car that can prevent collisions because it sends out some type of signal. And I was just wondering how y'all feel about that. I mean, it's like, I think it's a great safety mechanism to have in place. However, what kind of control does it give the car company or the government through the car company to monitor and control? You know, what kind of control would it give to insurance companies if they could possibly monitor these type of things? Like, if they are able to tell that you know, y'all, if you're on the board, can't put that one in the board.
Yeah,
well,
we back. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with the board. It's really tripping, but we're here.
Oh, okay.
You know, y'all was away from me, man. You know, let me. I'm gonna hang up and call back in because I see I got feedback going on.
All right. Well, we're gonna get into a topic. What topic would you like to get into now?
Let's see. We can keep on talking about what Hey, Rue's talking about as far as the OnStar thing, you know what I'm saying? I get my view on this OnStar thing. For me, you know what I'm saying, I've only had, one experience with this whole OnStar. I use it it didn't work. So I didn't like it. So I didn't want my own start no more. So, but I mean, I have heard of it has saved lives before or whatever, but as far as having it and they having the power to be able to monitor whatever you're doing in your car, or whatever you're saying in your car, I don't too much agree with that, but I mean, hey, they gonna do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? They gonna do it anyway. If they don't do it with OnStar, they gonna figure out some type of different technology they can put in the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just think they gonna do it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
They probably will. I mean, I'm back. I think you just have to exercise your right to know, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's the same thing applies, man. You got GPS systems. People buy GPS systems, put them in your car. The first thing you have to do is, you know, get your location, you know, connected with where you at and what you're doing. And I think a lot of times we don't think about that. A lot of stuff we invite into our lives, you know what I'm saying? Like people with these computers. I mean, you got a computer. Your computer got a camera on it. I mean, cover up that camera, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's not hard to, you know, to double mute your phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you could take something as simple as a headphone extension jack or a headphone mono jack that allows you to turn a set of stereo headphones into mono headphones, or a mono jack that stereo jack that allows you to turn a mono headphone into a stereo, and simply plug it in, man, and it will block your system so that no sound can transport through your computer or through your phone or what have you for that time on certain applications, you know. Or like I said, cover up your camera, man. I mean, people had their phones like just sitting out all the time, propped up, you know, camera up, mm-hmm. facing this way, facing that way. Cameras on, or phones on all the time, having serious conversations, you know. So, I mean, a lot of stuff we invite into our house, we bring this stuff into our homes, you know. A lot of these strange emails and some of these applications, because you don't have the right antivirus or the right application scanners on your phone, you put bite software or malware onto your phone.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's
what you can do to stop them. If you have any topics, Skylar, that you want to get into, hit us up. Let us know a topic. Give us something to get into. If you're on the line, press the 1 button. Or if you're online listening to us via the link that we shoot out, call us at 646-200-3860 and give us your thoughts for your topic. Okay, who's next?
You.
Let's see. When it comes to females and hair, what do you think, natural or perm? What you think is a better look?
Some chicks can rock that natural look, and it works for them. That's them. They can do that. Some chicks can't do that. Some chicks, they got to do something with their head.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just. I like the natural look. I'm not, you know, I mean, but I mean, ain't perming your hair. I don't have an issue with that either.
Yeah. Well, I like the natural look, but I can't. My hair. When I tell y'all my hair is getting nappy, it be nappy. I'm talking about not just a little bit nappy. I got real African hair, and I mean, it will get nappy, boy, where you can't even stick your hand through it. I can't do natural. I have to have my hair perm, because otherwise people would be scared. They would be wondering what was going on in my life. You know, I'm everybody can't be right. Everybody can't wear that. I can't wear that. It don't work for me.
Yeah.
It won't work for me. So,
I kind of like it, man. You know, I like the natural look of a female for putting off. I mean, despite the fact that some people feel like it takes more taken care of, I think actually it takes less, man. I mean, I don't mind a woman who takes her time to do stuff for her hair, have it up night, but it's something about a natural look. You know what I'm saying? That as you were meant to be, you know, the way you were born, that it just could do something for me. You know, just a woman can pull it off. It's unfortunate that most women's hair is so damaged by, you know, the chemicals and the excessive weed use. You know, rush lifestyle. You do too. It's like you put glue in there, you know, you take the time to take it out, you your hair, you got balls, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I like that natural look because you wake up like that every morning. And you can do whatever you want to do. And it's like, that's the thing about that natural African hair. It is so versatile.
Yeah.
You
know? All right. I don't know. It's crazy. We had a topic that was posted over on Twitter for us to ask by Xenobia 10. And that was racism and hip hop. So, what do you guys think about racism and hip hop? Or do you feel there's any racism in hip hop? I guess that's the thing.
Yeah. You go first on that one. Gosh, how are you, man?
Well, I don't know, I think it depends on how you look at it. I mean, because I guess we as a people would like to think that, you know, hip hop had a lot to do with us and our race, and you know, when people outside of the race come into it, it's like, it's almost like they're up against a challenge, like they're up against, you know, a set bar that, you know, has been set by a certain race. I think so. Maybe in some cases, it could be like, you know, kind of a racist thing. I don't know.
My view on it is like, you know, I don't think it's no racism. Now, if you look at the industry now, everybody is kind of just trying to appeal to every type of crowd. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, they let in. I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain that one. For me it is. You know, I just don't think it's a big racism thing. I don't think it is.
Yeah. I don't think it's a big thing either, but I don't know. What do you think, Harold?
I think that as a people in this country, we're struggling for some type of culture, something to relate to, something to call our own, so bad that we want to claim it as us. We don't want other people to be involved in it. You know, especially when somebody from another state or another culture already has, like, you know, if you have Hispanic rappers and they come in, but they already got a culture, you know, they got, whether they're Mexican, Dominican, or whatever, they have things that are distinct of their country. So when they come over here, they already got that. Like, why? And like, why do you want to take this place? Despite the fact that Dominicans are African, they treated them from. African Americans have that deep. Don't have anything that we can really call our own. It's like, without doing a DNA sample research, we don't even know what country we come from in Africa. We just say Africa. We come from Africa. It's like, we don't have, like, no choice. You can go to a place with dirt and put it in something and carry it around on your chest. I carry it with me from the land of which my ancestors were. So I feel like, without having nothing, we want to say that hip-hop is our culture, which is really kind of, you know, it's sad to a certain extent, because you got dudes coming in there killing it. I mean, you got dudes right now today that are furious that the boy Eminem just got stupid flow. Like his wordsmith skills are just out of this world, and people don't like that. You know, and then they get upset when, you know, people don't want to sit in the art of the battle. People want to be on the popcorn music, or people want to be on this or that and call it hip-hop. You know, I mean, we had that movement, you know, where everybody was trying to, you know, the dashikis and the ox around their neck and the natural hair. But, I mean, it just, it didn't sit well. And hip-hop is like a revolution. It's constantly growing. It's constantly changing. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody going to come in and they're going to overthrow the status quo, and they're going to come with something different. Constantly it's going to happen. But you can't be mad if some 12-year-old dude in Japan is going to be the next big thing in hip-hop, you know. So, I mean, I really can't say that's my take on it. I've had the conversation before with different people. It's like we're hungry for a culture to call our home.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. All right, you guys, we're going to get into some music right here, and we're going to come back and get into some more topics here. We're going to play, let's see, what do we want to hear, y'all? We're going to play some of this Virginia Slam, Your Ringtone, and we'll be back in just a minute. Hang on tight.
Everything that we've been through, but you can't deny chemistry. Your soul is good into me. I will will never let you go. I just want you to know.
I hear your ringtone, even when nobody is around.
Shouty bad, baby's kid, but she make a real nigga want a baby.
Well, alright.
Few tattoos, toes, nails, hair dead, hey, and she stay flying like the planes in the air. Hey, Shouty keep her shit together. Hey, she got two kids, hey, but she keep a babysitter. Hey, she stay stucky hey, and her hair dead to the teeth. Hey, I thought I heard her say them hoes can't fuck with me.
No.
Fuck with me. Shouty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shouty keep her shit together. That's why a nigga had her. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. Ever since the day I met her. Dial 911, cause she killin' them. All that ass in them jeans, how you fitting them? Shawty fly like helium balloons. And I smell her perfume even when she leave the room. She get money like a dope dealer. She got her own, she don't fuck with broke niggas. She got class, class like first pier. But she still in the hood with the real niggas. And if it ain't cause she ain't fucking with it. I swear these other women ain't fucking with her. She sippin' on some rock in the club, looking good, got a buzz, getting approached by the thug club. Shawty keep her shit together. She got two kids, but she keep a babysitter. She stay stuck in her hair dead to the teeth. I thought I heard her say them hoes can't fuck with me. Fuck with me. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. That's why a nigga had her. Wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. Ever since the day I met her. Shawty bad, baby's kid. Lying so raw, I had to say the shit again. And shawty so raw, I had to see that ass again. She a 10 and she envy by her girlfriend. Independent woman out on the grind. I think about her and a couple things come to mind. Like lil' mama fine, I gotta make her mine. Yeah, she hot like a sweater in the summertime. She got these other women hate. And she only drink on special occasions. Baby girl, you are so amazing. I hope you're not taking, we'll drive your man crazy. Shawty keep her shit together. She got two kids, but she keep a babysitter. She stay ducky and her hair dead to the teeth. I thought I heard her say them hoes can't fuck with me. Fuck with me. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. That's why a nigga had her. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. Ever since the day I met her. I think I seen La Mama in the Wild Honey. On 24, counting money, getting dumb blunted. Matter of fact, I think I seen her out in Killer Boy. With a Bin Laden swag, you a killer girl. I think I seen Shawty out in Park Boys. In a Benz, no car, no she paid for. Matter of fact, I think I seen her on the low end. Cushed out, drinking goose with her girlfriend. I think I seen baby girl downtown. Going shopping, four-figure nightgown. I think I seen La Mama in my dream. Swagged out as can be. I wanna own a team, cause Shawty keep her shit together. She got two kids, but she keep a babysitter. She stay ducky and her hair dead to the teeth. I thought I heard her say them hoes can't fuck with me. Fuck with me. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. That's why a nigga had her. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. Ever since the day I met her.
All right, we back, you guys. Country Boy D-Ham. That's your girl Tweety B. God, hey, Ruth.
We in here. All right, we need somebody to kick us off with another topic.
On you.
On me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm serious. Let's see. I don't really have a topic. What do you think about your mate wanting to try something new in the bedroom? Do you think that it's just, you know, wanting to explore other things, or that your partner is learning other things from other places? Like, what is your first thought on that?
I mean, any relationship that I'm involved in, it's going to be a level of communication, especially like sexually. So, I mean, I look at it like they're just looking to explore new things. I mean, oh no, jealousy be like the or the assumption of some type of strange thing is the last thing that comes to my mind. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what about you, Danielle?
Yeah, I just think it's exploring, you know, just interested in trying something new. Yeah. I look at it.
A slight add-on, you know, if you just go and start doing some stuff extra well, we end up talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then we might have a question or two. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, you know, you ain't ever been able to take them all the way down the throat or nothing, and all of a sudden you just woo, and I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm not gonna say nothing right now because it's feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Later on, it might hit me like, damn, you just did that. You know, so I might ask, or she might tell me, I know you like that, so I've been practicing with my toy, you know, or what have you. But curiosity is going to be there.
Okay. All right. Next up.
That's
no,
true.
No. You got to answer your own question, lady.
Well, oh no, it's like every dude I ever had always liked to watch a lot of porn for whatever reason. So I expect something new out of him every now and then, because that's just, you know, that's what they like doing. And so it would surprise me, but I wouldn't think it was out of the ordinary.
On that same issue, it's like if you're having sex with somebody, and this is a first half man question, second half woman question, I guess. It's like if you're having sex with somebody and the condom comes off, it's feeling good at that point, and it slips off, or you notice it's busted or it's tearing or whatever, you know. Do you stop? And if you don't stop, how would a woman feel about that on the second half?
Now you need to inform me. You need to inform me immediately, because everything needs to stop. I need to go to the bathroom and use it and everything. Like, I am so sincere. I need to know that. Like Bernie Mac say, immediately.
Yeah. I stopped. I've had one pop on me, so I stopped. I was like, oh shit. like, what's wrong? I said, man, condom, but I was like, I'm going to pull out. I was like, I was all dramatic. Where I said, I'm going to pull out real slow. Just don't even move. Because I done also had where, like, I done pulled out the condom, just gone, and it pulled it out of her. I was like, man. When I first started, my second time, that happened to me. My second time, matter of fact, I knocked it down. And when I pulled out, I was like, man, where the condom go? We looking for the condom. She going to the bathroom, talking about it was in her. I was like, oh, man, trying to trap me or whatever you're doing, you know? I learned real quick.
I think that's an important thing, though, too. Dudes really need to buy, like, several different sizes of condoms and sit at home and try them on, you know what I'm saying, and do some stuff to figure out which one's going to do what, man, because that's the whole thing about it, man. You know. All you brothers, man, running out there, man, to buy the Magnum, like, you know, you Superman or something. You know, you need to stop.
Everybody ain't built for the match.
Look, man, a saggy condom, a woman told me this, man, and I still laugh about it. She said a saggy condom on a Negro is like some saggy stretch pants on a woman. That shit just looks like not right. Man, you know, you kind of walking in there, you know, like the joint hanging off the head and shit, like you ready. Oh, nigga, you ain't ready. You ain't shit. You know. So what a female tells you, though, man, I mean, it's like she said, if a man is not real enough to be honest with himself, then I know he can't be honest with me. You know what I'm saying? That's like them dudes heard the story about the big feet. And so they be walking around with them big-ass shoes on in the club. Like, yeah. Man, your heels hurt. You done stuffed some stuff in the toe. And now the back is rubbing against your heel because your foot won't come out this big-ass shoe. You know what I'm saying? You got on 5-pair socks. You can't dance right. You walking.
How about you guys on? We got a caller here on the line. We're going to pull him in here and see what their thoughts are. 3-8. We're live on the air with the team. Hello. Is anybody here? Okay, I don't know. People be pressing one and don't be listening, so I don't know what's going on with that. But, anywho, next topic, what do we have?
What was that?
It's on you, GM.
Is it on me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, let me see here. Don't touch it, boy. Now, why would somebody be trying to call me and they know I'm on that don't make sense. Everybody knows this. Who gonna call me right now?
Because they just love to do that. I don't know. People do it all the time to me. I don't know what it is about that.
All right, man. We got the topic. Let me see, man. We didn't have no topic at the moment.
Yeah.
My phone going
crazy.
Crickets going on. Yeah,
the
crickets and stuff, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't even.
Okay, here I got my topic. Hey, Ro, do you have a topic?
I keep the topic very real, just what y'all like about you. Man, you know, we gonna stay in the arena a bit, bro. You involved with somebody, and it's like it's been a nice little while. I mean, everything in their relationship is perfect, but the sex has become like kind of stale. Every time you attempt to like add something new to it, a person like, you know, they put you off. Like, I'm not into that. What do you do?
I don't know what to do. I don't know. That's why I'm dying on that. I don't know what to do. Pray.
That nigga said pray. did you reverse the question, Harry? I like for real, like it's kind of on my end, it's kind of catchy. So you kind of just basically reverse the question, like if you trying to try new things with a partner and they keep saying no, what do you do? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have a serious sit down with her, man. We're gonna have to sit down and talk about that one, because we trying to spice up the relationship. We trying to spice up the relationship in the bedroom or wherever we have it, whatever, you know. We had to have a conversation about the openness, the open-mindedness of the relationship going on when it comes to this sex. It's going to be an issue.
I don't know. Crazy topic, crazy answers. I don't know what's going on today. It's a hot mess over here today. We better get into some of this. Day go down and we'll be back.
How you feeling?
I feel good.
I know you would.
Not even all that.
Crazy as you. These trees is flight. She won't be there without me. She won't
no.
Be there.
What would you do without
she
me?
Won't be
like
there.
That?
Yeah.
She won't just
be like
there.
That. She won't be there. Feature her draw fall down to her sneakers, then she hop up on top, booty softer than cotton, got me hard as a rock. If you want it in public, I don't give no fucks. In the back of my Impala, roll them windows up. We got the car all rocking till the cops come knocking. We see them headlights coming, but we not stopping. I'm her baby, she won't be dead. She said, what's the queen on the throne without her crown? I said, baby, just chill, enjoy the ride. We gon' turn it up a notch, enjoy the night. She rolled her eyes, then cracked a smack. She play her role, I like her style. She got that good, she got low mass. And she love a nigga, she won't be there. She won't be there. Wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
Let her.
She
wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be, she wanna be. Face down, hands up, that's the way I like to. Yeah, but she know that though. I can tell by how she throw that though. Tremendous head, breakfast in bed, cheese and eggs, toasted bread. She cooking for me, I'm good and fed. I hit the road, she hit my text. She ain't worried about other hoes. Niggas chase her, love stunting for her. She ain't moved by what money brings. She fucks with me cause I keep it G. I turn her on electricity. These niggas turn her off like they ain't paid the bill. I know her aim, she targets me whenever we got time to kill. Yeah, she wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be.
It is though.
Back at it.
Yo,
I've always been hard-headed, but that's changed from running in the brick walls again and again. Let me know what I'm doing wrong. Forget it, I figure it out. All I gotta do is open my mouth, start changing my route. Can't spend my life on the couch, doing nothing with the time, something I ain't about. I got a lot to prepare for concerning a mic. I got a daughter and I'm making sure that she get a life. Ain't a need for a wife, I live a singular life. I've been there, done that, and that's the past of my life. Screw the wrongs and the negatives, I'm here for the right. I conquer with the longevity, cause hip-hop's life. Now I'm married to the game without a hip-hop wife. The new rap wonder years and I ain't about that life. Ain't no Winnie and Kevin,
nope.
And I was thinking other shit at the age of 11.
Yep.
No strawberry letters, who souped up like Devin? And balls of a night, no Brandon, no Brevin. Leave them in a submission, courtesy of Dan Severin. Now see me like a pimp with a cane, no half-stepping. I'm bipolar when in the studio for a session. There's no medication, and who's gonna save him from hateration, sedation? They always ask him why he make a statement. Why? Same reason you got a nigga saying. It's a damn shame, though.
What a shame.
I know a couple people feel the same way I do. Trust me on that.
Salute.
Gotta fix that, though.
Yeah.
I let Shaka do the rest.
Medea. Yo.
me all try shutting down Obamacare. Lord of mercy, like it's a Taliban government, us I'm here. Stepping out his scuba gear, out the grave amongst his peers, raging war up in the air. Talking new era, riding different teams just like a fitted chap. Obama pushing help, but they tell him get it back. Looking like fuck the sick, talking about dead and that. Need to worry about that mayor with them nose full of crack. The government, them just be like this. The poor get swords that they can't afford to cure. Why do we have to insure anymore? Keep them on welfare, freedom brand, raising, not raising brand. We the can I insure your fat government prick. It's us who pay our taxes, feed your fat asses. For you to not free Zimmerman who went and killed a black kid. Make a nigga get ratchet with the ratchet. Make the gun twerk like booty. Clap it, clap it.
Like government are going right. And these people are the even. They're equal. I mean, I like that.
Double M, slip a slide collabo. Let's get it. What he talking about? Know I've been aroma, but let me call you out. Where you put your crown? You got a little style. Let me put it down until you walking on the cloud. Look, the time's now. I'm intrigued. Whenever I browse, I'll be sure you get things. Yeah, see what I did there? Slip a slide on the body until you get there.
Can't lie, winner. Watch my baby. Her lips on spot, just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was four shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it with me. Oh, but you were the same that last night.
Hey,
girl, I swear to God. People pay for a smile like yours. And I'm loving it, yeah. And I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Girl, I swear to God, they'll pay for an ass like yours. If it wasn't there, yeah, yeah. And I'm rubbing it, I'm rubbing it. Oh, oh. You wanna know if we can make this confidential? Between me and you.
We already did it.
Between me and you.
Remember
when I said I'm trying to find something to get into? I was talking about you. I was talking about you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can't lie, winner. Watch my baby. Her lip gloss box just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was four shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it.
Stay real with it, what they talking about? Ain't no rapper that's alive, call for Lauren out. Now can you deal with it? I probably run you out. Cause I never tell a woman when my body count. Let me tell you about last night. I don't remember much of last night. How can I say it, keeping it polite? You left once, but she came twice, so get it right. Woo.
Hair done too, but girl, that was four shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it with me. Oh, you were the same that last night. I swear to God and I promise I won't tell nobody. Your privacy is safe with
it.
Me.
I'm loving it.
Girl, I swear to God, I wanna get plenty time to test you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can't lie, winner.
Hit songs, but it was who he knew, not what he could do. So,
I mean, I do think it's harder for females, man, because a lot of females, for whatever reason, feel the need to, you know, compete with dudes, you know, try to squeeze into a dude lane, you know, and I mean, and if R&B music is like separate, you know, females rap songs, man, you know, sing songs, dudes sing songs, it's different categories, you know, so, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's a question, man, that has been much debated and will continue to debate. You know.
Okay, so
you got to answer.
We was giving our final thoughts, so we want you to go ahead with yours and tell people how they can follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, my final thought, man, is, you know, hey, tomorrow ain't promised, man. If it's something you need to do, take care of today, man. Take care of that today, you know. And follow somebody over here, man. It don't matter. Just follow somebody. Some random person with not a whole bunch of followers, man. Follow somebody. Help somebody out. You can follow me on Twitter at Herukuti Reborn. That's HERKHUTIREBORN. Catch me Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on explicit content, man. And I don't know what the hell going on with my microphone. It's been kind of having some back stuff going on. You know, I'm gonna mute this phone, man. And y'all do what y'all do, man. And, you know, stay fucking with us, man, you know, because we fucking with y'all.
Yeah, man. All right, I'm going to give my final thoughts. I just want to say to everybody, keep trying. Whatever your goal, your dream, or whatever you have set out for yourself, go out and do it. Most times it ain't going to just come to you. You're going to have to work for it. So whatever your grind or your hustle is, you're going to have to stay on it 24/7. And that's just real. And you can follow me on Twitter at TweetyBird, BYRD334. Make sure you go and do that. And also follow the show. And I don't know, I guess y'all be easy in these days. It's hot outside, so get you something cold to drink. Try to enjoy the rest of your days. And now we're going to get out of here on some of this 26 Ways, 21 Reasons Entertainment make my music for. We're going to play that on the way out of the door. So we'll see you guys next Friday. See ya.
I'm straight pimping, I'm Cali dipping, and this white girl with a nigga whipping, spitting bullets like a gun range. I'm in beast mode and I'm untamed. All I fuck with is gold getters, but the last bitch was a gold digger, so I shook her fast, I'm still counting cash, and she knew that punk shit wouldn't last. Drop the top when I'm on South Beach, hoes love the way the pimp and speak. Got them geeking when I'm serving Vegan, you can tell by the chain that I'm not leaking. Big bills in that briefcase, cold world and it's a rat race, no trophy for third place. Thank God that I was born late, caught a case and I never told, did the time and came right back. Sometimes it's like that, the streets, yeah, they bite back. I do the shit for the real niggas, for the trill niggas, that's moving work. I fuck with strippers, but I'm not a tipper. She popped the pussy, so I had to dick her. Straight away like she was part of the Clippers, riding dirty trunk full of zippers. Gotta get it by all means, my car titles, they all clean. Count my money with a money machine, save the planet, I'm going green. Hustling hard in this poker beans, and I'm the only nigga here selling beans.
Pocket.
packing now. New whip when I'm backing now. If you got a girl turn her pussy to a party house, it's going down when the drugs and the molly's now. If you got a problem, then we falling out. Killing shit, chalk it out. Real shit is all we talk about. No doubt, pushing work, everybody can see that. I keep a bitch with a fat ass, she gon' twerk that, she know that. We get the money, we elevate, you can donate to my empire. We box it up, stay safe, we shipping it through the whiz side. They see my face on the flip side, street figures I inspire. I'm a high fly through the city, getting this guac a staying green. And when they drought here, you know it got a little rough. We cocking straps back like her.